Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 9th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Radical insurgents target a mission agency in India. Ministry growth brings with it fierce challenge, and Christians work at building hope one house at a time. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's an area where Christian work is scarce, but it is taking place, and radical insurgents are threatening Christians in the region. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says a group is trying to extort $200,000 from them.
We have been put under severe threat by one of the largest insurgency group, and they said unless you deliver within X number of days money, they're going to simply wipe us out. And if they don't get their demand met, they simply would just kill them.
The church is growing rapidly in the region, and Yohannan says assassins are poised to strike. He's asking believers around the world to fast and pray for their work because he says that's the only answer.
10th of March is the deadline they gave. Pray specifically that the Lord will soften the hearts of these people, and demons working behind the scene will be rebuked and stopped by the living God.
Meanwhile, Ramabai Mukti Mission's gearing up to help tsunami victims in India. 10,000 people died in India alone. They're now dealing with injuries, a widespread orphan problem, homelessness, and more. Mukti is planning to open a care center near Chennai to provide disaster relief. Also, in partnership with India Evangelical Mission, a home for orphans is planned for the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Prayer is needed. Authorities have yet to grant permission for these projects. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a calling. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is something that will allow you to share Christ with a child who may never hear his name otherwise. I'm talking about adoption, and Bethany Christian Services is in need of some special families. Currently, there are 20 waiting sibling groups needing forever families. Most are older, school-aged children from Eastern Europe and Latin America. Some have special needs, suffering from abuse, neglect, and other issues. If you're interested, go to our website for details. Next, ministry growth comes with obstacles. It's part of the territory. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says they're confronting the latest in the path of ministry.
We had a driver on his way back from Grand Rapids with a large truck full of material for us, was involved in an accident, was killed in that. Our director, Harry Palmer, has just been under the gun and facing migraine headaches and stress to the point where he had to give up the position.
Palmerton says instead of being discouraged, their staff has redoubled efforts. He describes the three points of attack in this kingdom-building work.
We are looking to send more containers overseas. We have pastoral libraries at our disposal that we are going to start sponsoring and sending overseas to national pastors. And we have materials that answer requests from overseas new Christians.
And Hope International was founded by a man who understood that there was a potential for builders to develop resources for growing God's kingdom. Since then, various builders began sharing that vision. One such man is Perry Bigelow.
We build one house each year, and from the donation of that one lot, last year we created about $200,000 worth of contribution, which will create about 5,000 microenterprise loans, which will create about 6,000 jobs.
Bigelow says proceeds are used for microenterprise loans that help the local church and the indigenous work. Of their current project,
proceeds from that house will be about $225,000. And those proceeds will be used to help Hope establish and fund a program in Sri Lanka to help small businesses and people who have been devastated.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.